This is Jay Sekulow. How about this one, folks? UN observers at polling stations.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Just call them the Leave Us Alone Star State. That is the message Texas is sending to a group of foreigners planning to monitor U.S. polling places on November 6th. The group is affiliated with the United Nations. It's called the Organization for Security and Cooperation, and it's been monitoring U.S. elections for the better part of a decade now. But this time around, liberal activists are coordinating with these guys to watch for any hint of voter suppression by conservatives.
The liberal activists you need to know about include Project Vote, an affiliate of ACORN, the now disgraced organization that was involved in voter fraud. And we don't take any kind of shine to this European group thinking they can come in and monitor elections in the state of Texas.
Well, there may be an extra set of eyes outside of U.S. polling places on Election Day, and it could well belong to the United Nations. A number of left-leaning civil rights groups have called in the UN to keep an eye out for what some Democrats say are efforts to suppress minority votes.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
They've reached out to international courts, international bodies, to referee American elections. I think that it should be very troubling to anyone who believes that America should be able to run their own elections. UN has no ability to get involved in American elections in any way.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, folks, this is an incredible development as we're on the eve of an election for President of the United States. A whole series of liberal organizations have literally called in the troops. The troops this time, though, are the United Nations. Specifically, the UN has a special office. It's called OSCE. It's the European Cooperation Office. And what they are doing is sending in monitors for polling stations during the U.S. election for President of the United States in just a few days. Now, 12 of the monitors are coming from countries that have been ranked as not free, and those include Azerbaijan, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and a number of other countries. Now, you're saying to yourself, why in the world would you allow U.N. poll watchers to come in to U.S. states, at possibly your polling station, and observe to make sure we're complying with international law in an election for President of the United States when, gee, I thought we were supposed to comply with the laws of the Constitution of the United States and for state elections or for even federal elections, whatever the state laws that are applicable to the election, not the European Convention of Human Rights or the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the UN. So how do you react to this idea that the UN is sending in observers to work with left-wing organizations to try to make sure there's no voter suppression? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. In our media center here with me is David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, and, of course, in our D.C. office, Than Bennett. Than, let me go to you first. This is absurd, to say the least. What is the reaction? You got an election for President of the United States that's just taken place. For our television audience, by the way, we've got our television audience here. That's why I said that. You're going to be seeing this after the election. We're just a few days before the election right now. But then, what's the reaction right now?
Honestly, Jay, people on the Hill are just coming to this issue, and they're pretty flabbergasted. Honestly, that the states, the nations that you mentioned are going to be governing and observing, monitoring U.S. elections. Jay, I've worked at the UN. Let me tell you, they are about the last entity on earth that I would put on charge of governing free and fair democratic elections.
Right.
It's absurd that they're coming to the United States to do this.
All right, we're going to, David, in 10 seconds here, because I got to take a break. We're supposed to make sure the elections comply with U.S. law, which would be the Constitution of the United States, federal law, and state law that's applicable here.
Right, and our elections do comply with that, and the UN should be here to learn, not to monitor.
Yeah, but the monitor is going to be an intimidation to make sure. They're going to try to make sure our voter ID laws are not enforced. You can imagine what's going on here, folks. We're going to get this stopped before this election, but here's what I need you to do. Everybody needs to go to their phones right now. I've got a petition that is, and a letter going out to the governors of the states. You call us at 1-877-989-2255. If you want to say no to UN observers at our polling stations during the election, then you call right now, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But folks, you got to call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Back with more.
United Nations election monitors are arriving in several states that could determine the outcome of this year's presidential election. Liberal organizations are encouraging these UN monitors to go to Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and several other states. The United Nations will have people looking over the shoulder of poll workers and voters as they go to the polls on Election Day. The Texas Attorney General already has put these monitors on notice, saying they are not above the law, warning that state election law will be complied with, period. The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
All right, folks, this is absurd. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, that is a UN organization, is sending in observers to our election coming up in just a few days from countries like Albania, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Belarus. I mean, what is Belarus, which is a dictatorship, going to tell us about elections? Croatia, the former Yugoslavia Republic of Macedonia, Georgia, Germany, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Serbia, Spain, Switzerland, the Ukraine, and the United Kingdom to observe our elections in coordination with, of course, the ACLU and Project Vote, which was part of ACORN. Remember ACORN? Yeah, they were basically engaged in their own fraudulent activities. So they're coming in to observe. And by the way, they're going into states like Georgia. Let's get a list of the states that they're saying they're going to monitor. I don't know if we have all of those yet, but we're going to get those. But, folks, this is ridiculous. Now, we're going to try to get this stopped, and here's what we're going to do. Fortunately, Attorney General Greg Abbott of Texas has sent a letter off to the Secretary of State basically saying, look, we've got rules in Texas, and here's how it works. If you're not actually running, you know, actually casting a vote, then you can't get within a certain amount of feet of a polling place. Some states it's 100 feet. Some states it's 200 feet, whatever it might be. They're not going to let UN observers in the polling stations, in violation of those rules. Every state has these, folks. So every state could tell these UN observers, you don't get to come into the polling station because they want to be right there examining this. And, you know, as the polling's taking place, to make sure we're complying with international law, which is so absurd, I cannot even believe I'm saying it. But, and we have offices throughout Europe. So this whole idea is absurd. But here's what I want to do. And now, between now and the election is what our chance is to get this stopped. And we want this stopped for future elections, too. So if we've got a petition that we're going to attach to, letters that we're going to email out to all of the governors and probably to some of the key states as well to make sure we don't have UN observers that will really create havoc around these polling stations. Can you imagine these volunteers that volunteer to do polling stations to make sure the right people have the right to vote? You know, in other words, if you've got the correct ID, if you've got whatever the state law requirement is, you are legally entitled to vote. And you're going to have a UN observer questioning that because it doesn't comply with the UN's Charter of Human Rights, but it complies with our U.S. Constitution, state law, and federal law. But what do we think, the UN's rules are going to apply here? That's what they're trying to do. We've got a petition up. I want everyone that's listening to me to go to their phones right now or aclj.org and sign on to that petition, folks. We've got a few days to stop this nonsense. You got an election that's going to be razor thin. Any voter intimidation here, whether it's the new Black Panther Party or the United Nations has to stop. And we've got to make sure between now and the election that this doesn't happen. You go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, we've got a few days here to work this thing through. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. David, the absurdity of this is we do a lot of international law. The idea that you'd have these observers coming in here is absurd. Working with the ACLU, Project Vote, which is an ACORN group, this is ridiculous.
Well, there's two things that are particularly outrageous. You mentioned the first, that they're coordinating with these left-wing groups. The second thing is all the Attorney General of Texas has done is said, you have to comply with Texas law regarding proximity to a polling place, and these guys are objecting to that. They're objecting to the Attorney General of Texas saying, you have to comply with Texas law, you can't get within 100 feet of a polling place. Why do they feel like they should be within 100 feet of a polling place? What are they going to do that close to a polling place?
Well, let me tell you this, and Fan, you work at the UN on behalf of our European Center for Law and Justice, but let me read something here from Attorney General Abbott's letter, who, by the way, I'll be on the broadcast tomorrow. He says, this is to the ambassador for the, again, for the UN office that's handling this. The organization for, it's called OSCE, will reportedly dispatch election observers, in this particular case, to the state of Texas, but it's other states as well, for the November 20th, 2012 general election. While it remains unclear exactly what your monitoring is intended to achieve, or precisely what tactics you will use to achieve the proposed monitoring, OSCE has stated publicly that it will visit polling stations on Election Day as part of its monitoring plan. In April, you reportedly met with a group of organizations that have filed lawsuits challenging election integrity laws in our state. One of those organizations, Project Vote, is closely affiliated with ACORN, which collapsed in disgrace after its role in a widespread voter registration fraud scheme was uncovered. And that's who the UN is working with, folks. So we are not going to, we don't need to allow this. We've got laws in all 50 states that mandate that unless you're there to cast a vote, you don't get within a certain number of feet of a polling station, maybe 150 feet, maybe 500 feet, depends on the state law. All of those can be enforced to make sure we don't have UN observers. Can you imagine what they're going to do, wear their blue helmets to make sure that our election laws are being complied with? Or is it going to be make sure that international human rights laws are being complied with here? This is the absurd nature of this. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're getting this petition out to all 50 states. We need you to sign it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we got a limited amount of time here. It's between now and the election. Let's go ahead, Fan, take a phone call.
Yeah, we've got a lot of them calling in. We've actually got one coming in from Texas, one of the states that you're talking about, Jay. It's Alan. He's on line four. Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I got a couple questions.
Sure.
First question is, why do they come over here and think they can police us like we're, you know—
For intimidation. Let me tell you what it is. Can you imagine if you're the volunteer at the polling station? I mean, just think about this for a minute. And you're checking IDs and doing what you're supposed to do, checking addresses, make sure the person there is entitled to vote— or assisting someone that might need help in getting through the process, and you've got some UN observer there telling you over your shoulder looking at you to make sure you're complying with what they viewed the law to be. That's really what's going on here. And then Iowa, by the way, which is another one that, of course, you're talking about a battleground state. I mean, you've got a battleground state is correct. The Secretary of State of Iowa has said that you are not going to be permitted at the polls. Iowa law is very specific about who is permitted at polling places, and there's no exception for members of this group. And that, to me, David, is the key part of this, is that we have existing law in the books that can keep the UN out of our election for president of the United States.
That's right, and these laws exist to protect the sanctity of the ballot. So why is the UN, which is supposed to, I guess, allegedly about protecting the sanctity of the ballot, saying, hey, don't apply those laws to us. We should be closer. We're allowed to be closer.
Well, I mean, Fan, that's kind of the irony here. We've got all these federal state laws that apply to elections. It's very specific in how far you can stay away from a polling place. There's been Supreme Court cases on this that have said, you know, you can't have campaigns within a certain amount of feet of the actual polling place. Why would you allow UN observers? And it says basically in these state laws, people that are there to vote can be inside. The people that are working at the polling stations can be inside, but not a UN observer, which Iowa's attorney general said, we are not going to allow it, period, and has been very aggressive about that. Other states need to as well. But this whole idea, then, should be a concern now that it's just bubbling up, I know, to the national scene right now politically. But we're just a few days out from an election for president of the United States, and this kind of nonsense is really nonsense.
Yeah, Jay, and the reason here is actually really simple. This UN group just thinks they're above the law. I mean, it's clear. The Constitution and our laws give the states all of this latitude. All of the attorney generals of these two states have done is said, you have to comply with our state law. Here was the response from the director of this group. They said, the threat of criminal sanctions against our observers is unacceptable. No, you're wrong. You have to comply with the law just like everyone else. Otherwise, you are subject to criminal sanctions.
Because you're breaking the law. If you're not entitled to be at the polling station, you are breaking the law if you're there. I don't care if the UN or whoever you are. You don't get to do that. And this whole idea of that they're saying, well, that's unacceptable. That's what the UN's saying. That's unacceptable. You sign these treaties, you have to allow observers in there. We don't sign our sovereignty away when we do this. And this is, look, you've got elections that are going to be in some states, folks. You could be talking about a couple hundred votes, which, by the way, everybody, make sure you are voting on election day. If you have early elections or early voting, do that as well. You need to make sure you're exercising your right to vote. But that shows the absurd nature of all this.
It can't be emphasized enough. These rules are designed to protect the sanctity of the ballot and the polling place. And the UN affiliated group wants an exception from rules designed to protect voters from intimidation.
They're also working in coordination with the ACLU and ACORN. So think about this for a moment, folks. UN observers are going to be in place with ACLU representatives and ACORN representatives at polling stations. They won't actually be inside the polling station, which is a violation of our law. So what they're going to do is violate our law to ensure that we're complying with international law. That's the absurd nature of what's going on here with literally days to go before an election for president of the United States. Here's what I need everybody that's listening to this broadcast to do right now. If you're watching on television, let me tell you this. You're coming in, obviously this broadcast will be a few days after the election, but this could happen again, and we've got to stop it. But for the election coming up right now, this is absurd. And for any election, this is absurd. You go to your phones right now. As we go to a break, you go to your phones or ACLJ.org. We've got a petition up. You need to sign this petition, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Think about this for a moment. UN observers, in conjunction with the ACLU and ACORN at polling stations to make sure we're complying with international law. That makes you a little angry. It sure does me. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, we've got a lot of information posted at the website, so go to ACLJ.org. But everybody go to their phones right now. 877-989-2255. Let's keep the UN out of our elections or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. United Nations election monitors are arriving in several states that could determine the outcome of this year's presidential election. Liberal organizations are encouraging these UN monitors to go to Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and several other states. The United Nations will have people looking over the shoulder of poll workers and voters as they go to the polls on election day. The Texas Attorney General already has put these monitors on notice, saying they are not above the law, warning that state election law will be complied with, period. The The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org.
So, I mean, even ABC News is reporting this, folks. UN-affiliated organizations to monitor U.S. elections. I frankly can't even believe I'm saying this. But we are, and we are fighting back on this very aggressively. Again, we want to let all 50 states know. There's existing law, by the way, that prevents these UN observers to get into the polling stations, and all 50 states have it. You can't get within a certain amount of feet of a polling place. Some states it's 150, some it's 500, some it's 1,500. Depends on the state law. Supreme Court said those are constitutional. So if you're not entitled to be there to vote, or if you're not working at the polling station, you don't get to go there. But you don't let UN observers in. So again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, hundreds of you are calling today to do that. You need to go to aclj.org right now. You can sign it online or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and we're going right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Taryn calling from Wyoming on line one. Taryn, you're on the air.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi, guys. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. I'm confused. I don't understand how, even as a state, we have those rules in place, but how could our nation even consider letting the United Nations?
Well, it's going to be up to the states. Here's what's going to happen. And David, this is an important question, important issue. It's up to the states here, because what you've got is a situation where state law controls access to the polling station. Federal law, we have federal election laws on financing. But the actual, when you're at the polling station, you know, you'll see the campaigns outside, usually a couple hundred feet away. But inside that polling station, it's almost like sacred space. You don't get to go there unless you're legally allowed to be there. So the states can say, just by enforcing their existing law, no to a UN observer.
Well, we have a piece up actually on our website explaining that the national presidential election is really 50 state elections. It's 50 state elections of the electors for president of the United States, and so they're governed by state law. The date is set by federal law, but the actual election in each state is governed by state law, and these states are entirely within their rights to restrict access to these polling places. And these laws exist because of hard-earned experience with abuses in the past in this country.
And they've also, by the way, been held constitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phone, Stan. Who do we have next?
Yeah, next up is Alma. She's calling from California on line four. Alma, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to say I'm a poll worker, and this news is making me nauseous. It causes anxiety. And I don't even want to go to work now. I know they're not coming to my state.
Well, we don't know they're not coming to California. So, I mean, but let me tell you this. Have you done poll work? You've worked at the polls before, Alma?
No, my husband has, but I haven't.
First time. Well, I'm glad you're doing that. There is not a comprehensive list of where they're going. So it could be Election Day surprise. But let me tell you this. We're going to make sure that the state of California complies with their state law, which does not allow non-voters other than poll workers and non-voters inside the voting polling area, what we call the polling station. So you go there and do your volunteer work as a poll worker in California. We are going to make sure, to the best of our ability, that the UN cannot do this. And this is, by the way, being coordinated between the ACLU and ACORN-related organizations. ACORN, of course, was involved in their own fraud activities. But here's what I want everybody to listen to. You just heard Alma's call. She's a poll worker. This is really intimidating if you're a poll worker. You know you've got a certain criteria of what you're supposed to do. And when you've got somebody looking over your shoulder and it's the United Nations, can you imagine the intimidation factor? I mean, just think about this for a minute. You're a volunteer poll worker, and you're going to have a representative of the United Nations making sure you're doing exactly what, as Greg Abbott, the Attorney General of Texas, said. Exactly what are you doing? That's the problem here, folks. For people like Alma, we need to take direct action. You go to your phones right now or call us at go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We just got a call from a volunteer poll worker in California. Alma, you just heard it. We need to make sure she's not intimidated by UN observers. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. David, we've got the law on this is very clear. You are not entitled to be in a polling place unless you're voting or you're a poll worker. That's it. You've got to stay a certain amount of feet away. In some states, it's larger than others. This is an unbelievable intimidation technique that is being deployed here. It's not just the UN doing this on their own. It's these left-wing groups coming in with the UN to coordinate this.
You know, and here's the sad thing. Some left-wing groups have a history of violating these rules on their own. Going back to 2004, in our own precinct in Philadelphia at that time, a MoveOn.org worker was at the polling table.
Yeah.
And it brings up something. If you see something wrong in your precinct, make a phone call about it. Call the authorities, because this is going to be a close election. There's going to be a temptation for people to want to influence the outcome. So if you see something that's going on that's wrong, say something about it.
All right, folks, we're going to be here for another half hour taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're on the line, stay there. If you want to talk to us again, 800-684-3110. I am reading the interim report from the UN, folks. This is get ready for this one. Recent state-level initiatives, this is in their report, to limit early voting. And by the way, limit early voting, remember, we wanted to extend military voting rights to extend their time to vote. Limiting early voting. No one's limiting early voting. We're encouraging early voting. But then they say, and to introduce stricter voter identification laws have become highly polarized. Democrats are concerned that these would disenfranchise eligible voters, while Republicans believe that they are necessary to protect the integrity of the voting process. And they're using this as a basis to come in to monitor our U.S. elections. Now, folks, I want to be really clear here as we get ready to wind this program down. We cannot tolerate this. So you got to take action. We've got a few days here to get the U.N. out of our elections. I mean, can you imagine what that's going to do in some states? You call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. I want you to sign on to this petition. We're getting it out to all of these states. We're going to remind everyone what the rules are. We're doing that, of course, right now on broadcast stations throughout the country. 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. Now, you could also go to aclj.org and you can sign the petition there. This organization also, ready for this one? The UN is objecting to the Citizens United decision, which allowed for independent spending, which the Supreme Court said was constitutional. This is the basis upon which, folks, this is the UN's own document. I'm holding it. This is what they've published. They really believe they should be able to monitor our elections to see if we're in compliance with international law, when we're supposed to be in compliance with federal law, the United States Constitution, and whatever the state limitations are, who can be in the polling place. So here's what I want to do. I need everybody that's listening. We're closing the broadcast out right now, this segment. You go to your phones right now, and you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want 50,000 signatures on this before the election. We've got to get this information out right now. You can also go to aclj.org and sign online. But as we end this segment of the broadcast out, folks, you go to your phones. 1-877-989-2255. I don't want UN observers in your polling station to see if we're complying with the UN's Charter of Rights, which doesn't apply to a U.S. election. We can protect this, but this is where you come in, folks. It's, again, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I need everybody to do this. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Stay on the line, folks. We're going to get to your questions in just a moment.
The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.